The Buffalo-Niagara Partnership says New York State's taxes and regulations combine to make the Empire State's business climate the second worst in the United States. This year's advocacy agenda raises concerns about a new law taking effect in New York, paid family leave. Partnership President and CEO Dottie Gallagher-Cohen says the concern is that the program will not produce enough dollars to meet the demand.
When it was passed in Albany, it was to be paid for by employees instead of an insurance fund. And we know that that is upside down already, and there's not going to be enough money to pay for that paid family leave. And we expect that that burden is going to be placed on taxpayers and employers moving forward.
Gallagher-Cohen says what the state has done right is cap property taxes at 2%. The partnership calls for making the cap permanent. Among the federal issues covered in the report is the North American Free Trade Agreement. It is believed the Trump administration wants to pull out of the deal. The partnership wants not a withdrawal from NAFTA, but a renegotiation. Gallagher-Cohen says there is a lot at stake.
Our supply chains between Canada and the U.S. are very integrated. We surveyed our members, and almost 80% of them had either customers or suppliers in Canada. So we want to make sure that the federal government understands how important our relationship with Canada is, and as an incredible trading partner of this country, and it will have a direct impact on our local economy as well.
The partnership also expresses its opposition to new employer mandates, mandated inclusionary zoning, and calls for increased funding from bed tax revenues to visit Buffalo Niagara so the organization may step up its tourism promotion. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.